Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I'm here to help you improve your spoken English and, of course, your listening. Today's topic was generated from a question from a listener, or a suggestion, rather. He said, I should try to make a podcast about advice for my 20-year-old self. So I'm now in my mid-40s, so more than 20 years ago, I was 20 years old. Are you 20 years old now? Are you older or around that age? So I've created a list for you today, and the list is 15 things I wish I knew at 20. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one of the 15 things that I wish I knew when I was 20. Number one, everything is going to be all right. Keep a positive and open mindset. So this is just saying that not to worry too much. Things are going to be all right. Always keep a positive and open mindset and hope for your future. That's number one. And these are not in any particular order. These are things that I thought of, and each one is valuable. And I hope that you find this useful. Number two, you are young, be patient. The Chinese have a saying, 好事多磨, and that is, good things take time and energy. So be patient with yourself, be patient with the world, be patient with your family. Number three, and this one might be difficult for you. Connect with your elders, parents, grandparents, and family members. They won't be around that much longer. It's sad but true. In my own life, I've seen family members, all of my grandparents, pass on to the other side. So people aren't always here forever. You think that they will be here for you forever, but they're not. And we all live with a limited amount of time. The harsh reality of life. So while your network of family members, especially, is still alive, learn from their experiences and mistakes. Everyone wants to share when they get older with the new generation. So take advantage of that and be a good listener and connect with your elders and seniors. I know it may seem boring, but they have lots to share and you can learn from them while they are alive. And, you know, sometimes they get lonely in older age, so taking the initiative and reaching out to them is a good thing, even though you're the younger person. So that was number three, connect with your family members. Number four, overcome fear and make the big choices. Be decisive. You can always reroute and correct the course later. I struggled with this one. And it is basically being decisive. Things in life, it can go either way, and it's difficult to make those big decisions. But just remember that you can always change course later, and if you don't like something, you can stop doing it or do something else. But just make the decision. Number five. And this one relates to number four. And this advice was given to me by a guy named Shli. I think I was about 25 years old at the time, but I appreciated his advice. And number five is, you are the captain of your own ship. Steer and explore yourself. You are the captain of your own ship. So Shli said, just remember, you are the captain of your own ship. That means that the decisions in your life, the direction that you go, the choices that you make are up to you. You can have advice and direction from your parents and people that care about you, or from your friends, but ultimately it's your life, it's your journey, it's your ship, so you are the captain. Don't forget, you're the captain of your own ship. Number six. Travel as much as you can before you have a family. You know, once you have kids, it's difficult to travel. You can still do it, but it's much more difficult. Travel as much as you can before you get old. Once you get old, it's difficult to get around. It's difficult to carry heavy bags. It's difficult to get on and off an airplane. Have you seen people in wheelchairs getting on planes? They still do it, but they're much more limited in where they can go. And it's much more difficult when you get old and you have problems with your legs and your back and your knees. So travel and see the world as much as you can while you're young. There are opportunities to travel. You don't have to be wealthy to travel. I traveled a lot and slept in terrible places, stayed in youth hostels, slept outside a few times, but I'm really grateful for the travel that I did make when I was young, and that's my advice for you too. We are now on number seven. So number seven, trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. Your gut has an inner compass. That inner compass will guide you. That was from an author named Derek Sivers about the advice of trusting your instincts. That applies to your career path, your life partner, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. I also think of it like the spidey sense. So when I was a kid, I liked Spider-Man. If you remember that comic book, Spider-Man had a spidey sense. He kind of senses danger before it comes. And this applies not only to danger, but to all areas of your life. Trust your instincts. Okay, number eight, read good books. Read good books that will benefit you throughout your life. You might think that you have all the time in the world to read, but time flies. So take the time to read good books and read them early in life, because then you can benefit from their ideas with all the years in the future. And benefit from any good advice that you find in those books, or gain new perspectives or tidbits of wisdom. Ask people that you admire for book recommendations, whether that's your uncle or your dad or your mom or your grandpa or their friends or your teachers. Ask people for good book recommendations. Even ask strangers for book recommendations. It's a great conversation starter. Okay, I'll share one of my favorites. I'll share a book recommendation with you right now. And that is Marcus Aurelius Meditations. Here's the cover. It's hard to see there. He was the emperor of Rome and a philosopher. Some say it is the greatest book ever written. So please read it. You can also read other old books like the Bible or the Quran or even the Bhagavad Gita. The ancient books have stood the test of time for a reason. Number 9, consistently learn something, and in 20 years you can be a master. So 20 years seems like a long time at this point in your life. You've only been alive for 20 years, but fast forward 20 years and you're as old as me in your 40s. 20 years goes by fast. But if you consistently learn something new, if you consistently learn something during those 20 years, you can master it. You might barely know how to play the piano right now, but in 20 years, you can be playing Mozart, Chopin, Beethoven like a champ. So consistently put in the effort, and in 20 years from now, you can master it. And that includes all kinds of things. Here in my notes, I have music and language, but anything that you learn, if you do it for 20 years, you can master it. Another example, I remember I had a friend saying, I want to be a black belt someday. And I thought, oh man, that will take forever. It seemed so far away. But you know what? 20 years later, if you stick with it and you keep doing it, you can be a black belt at whatever you choose. And he is now a black belt. Number 10, this is an important one. You will connect with certain people and naturally be on the same frequency. Or in other words, you'll meet like-minded people. I got this one from Stephen Chow, in Chinese, Zhou Xingchi. He is an actor from Hong Kong and one of my favorites. There was a movie he played where he was a dating expert. And when the girl breaks up with him, she says, you are on a different radio frequency than me. I'm AM, you're FM. We have no way to communicate. Or in Chinese, 我们是两个频道, 你是AM, 我是FM, 我们根本无法沟通. So that's the opposite side. Certain people are just on different frequencies, and it's difficult to connect with them. But others are on the same frequency. So when you find friends and you have relationships where you just understand each other and you're on the same frequency, cherish those friendships and nurture them and grow them. Water them like plants, and over the years, these will be some of your most treasured relationships. Number 11, try to improve your character. I don't care how good you are, you can always be better. So an example of this is Benjamin Franklin. He created a list of the 13 virtues. And Google Benjamin Franklin 13 virtues after you listen to this podcast. Some of the virtues that I remember off the top of my head are temperance, silence, and industry. Industry means always be doing something useful. Don't waste your time. He tried to perfect his character. Benjamin Franklin was a great American who is on the $100 bill, as I'm sure you know. So review that list of 13 virtues. His last virtue was to be like Socrates and Jesus. He was working on being humble because people accused him of being arrogant, and people don't like arrogant people. Even though he was an inventor, a diplomat, a businessman, all of these things, he intended to remain humble. Stay humble, in the words of Kendrick Lamar and Ben Frank. Number 12, advice on women. And this was given to me by a good friend named Sean, one time while singing KTV karaoke. If things don't come naturally, and the relationship isn't effortless, she's not the right one for you. If you don't see a girl becoming the mother of your child in the relationship soon and find someone else, that's a tough one. But the advice is, if you're dating someone and you're not the right match in the relationship, start over again and don't let things draw out. It's easier to end a relationship now than after having two kids and a mortgage 5 years down the road. Those are the words of wisdom from my friend Josh. And you can hear that in one of the very first two episodes of the Streetwise English podcast, where we talk about Tinder dating advice. I wish I would have known that advice earlier when I was 20, but now you do. Number 13, stay healthy. Develop healthy habits. That mainly is in reference to exercise and diet. You should know that when you turn 30 years old, your metabolism will slow down. So even though you're 20 now and you can eat junk food, drink soda, have sugary desserts and fast food, by the time you're 30, your metabolism will slow down. And you will gain weight and you will have pain in your joints and your hair might fall out and all of these great things that come with aging. But if you stay healthy, eliminate bad habits like smoking and drinking, and you exercise regularly, you eat healthy, and you drink water, you will stay young longer. And when you're old, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s, you will still be able to move around, you'll have less disease, and you might still be able to run, swim, and travel. So keep those healthy habits starting now while you're young. Okay, we're almost done, guys. Hang on. Thank you for listening. Number 14, invest for your future. So while you're young, you might not have a lot of money now, but you can read from the experts and learn how to invest your money for the future, because with time, your money will grow. And we are just about to finish up the list of the 15 things that I wish I knew when I was 20 years old. Number 15, don't worry about what other people think of you. People are mostly concerned about themselves. Be more confident and don't worry about looking stupid or making mistakes. The Chinese have a saying, Lian Pi Hou, Chi Kuai Rou. It basically means have thick skin. Don't be so sensitive. And another Chinese saying, there are three rules for success. Number one, be persistent. Number two, be shameless. And number three, continue being persistent at being shameless. In Chinese is 成功要有三点, 第一点要坚持, 第二点不要脸, 第三点要坚持不要脸. It's kind of a joke, but there is a lot of truth in that. And that is to be shameless and don't worry so much about what people think of you. That's it for now. That's all I have for you today, my friends. If that was useful for you, leave me a message. You can send me a DM. Send me a message on iTalki or leave a comment on YouTube and I will see it. Do you have any ideas for podcasts? I'll try to create one for you. This podcast was in response to a private message on iTalki from Cuba, who is a native speaker of Russian. Thank you, Cuba, for your message, and I hope you are doing well at 20 years old or however old you are. And I hope that you are learning English better and better every day. Thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.